Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Siobhan Donovan, our state senator from Henrico, also a doctor who has been monitoring the COVID outbreak for months with us every morning. She joins us. I'm looking at the numbers. It doesn't look, is this even an uptick here in Virginia? The national news would have you think that there's a surge and everybody's about to die again. What's your assessment?
No, I think Virginia is quite stable, and our thresholds for illness or are below the desired levels, with a low percent positive, less than 5%. And so I think that I've been trying to do some investigation over the last, day or so to look at Wisconsin and some of the states out west. And honestly, I cannot find evidence that we are in a serious jeopardy in any of those areas. Now, I don't have access to every piece of data they do, but Wisconsin has had increases in positive tests. But the best articles and information I can get, it's hard to navigate their Department of Health website. The best evidence I have is that it's all in low people, down 24 low people, young people, less right. than 24 years of age. And recently it spilled over into quote unquote older age groups, but they don't list where. They've had an increase in hospitalizations, but Wisconsin never had a spike. They've had an indolent low number, and the numbers they have now are not unlike kind of the oscillations of activity we've seen before. So I think that, again, we're back to, what data do you use to actually make decisions? Mm-hmm. And the reason there were shutdowns in the beginning is because we had to get enough of a supply chain. We had to learn enough about where we were. We had to slow the rate of illness long enough to kind of get on solid ground. And we've done that. We know now that the World Health Organization has said, returning to shutdowns to control disease is not an effective method when you look at all the other risk factors, like what it does to people's income and their financial security. So I really think that we need to be tracking data that looks at specifically age-divided infections, because we know there are certain age groups that are at higher risk, hospitalizations, and there are more hospitalizations in Wisconsin, but we know we can't cull through that data. Are those people who have been admitted for elective procedures that happen to test positive?
Right.
Or are those people who are actually really sick and possibly in the ICU? Now, their ICU numbers are not that high. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard to go through and find data that helps me inform you in a meaningful way, because I don't think the data that is meaningful is being tracked or made accessible. Well, and that's why there's so much fear.
It is very frustrating when I go to the Virginia Department of Health site, which I do every morning as a part of my prep for the show, and I just see the numbers mounting, like total cases, 166,138 cases in a state of 8.5 million people. That's how many cases we have. But they're not active cases, if I'm reading this correctly. So it's, are we Are we just going to keep a running tally here till the end of time, and then it'll be a million people, but it'll be irrelevant because most of these people have either had it, tested positive, moved through it, either they got sick and they felt lousy at home, maybe some of them went to the hospital, but now they're totally clear, or are we seeing from day to day, week to week, a significant uptick in the number of people who actually test positive? And it's difficult to extract that from these kind of massive, ever-growing numbers that don't break it out day by day, week by week. I mean, I don't understand why, at this stage, months into this, the Virginia Department of Health doesn't have it broken down differently. Or am I missing it somehow? Perhaps I'm the dummy and I'm missing it.
Well, I don't think you're a dummy. I just think that it's buried. I think that there's a willful desire to report and follow the most inflammatory numbers. And I think that's desirable by the press. If you drill down into the Virginia Department of Health site, and you have to find little tabs across the top that talk about testing and outbreaks and localities, you can see the valuable numbers, which are we are at 5.0% positivity. This is an organic entity. It is not math. It is not, you know, it's not a straight plot. Remember when you used to plot curves in math and you would have dots scattered on either side and you'd find the center for the line? Life is dots scattered on either side. So when you follow numbers, it's going to be an undulating kind of rolling line. And that's what we have in Virginia. And we have been down as low in Henrico. We've been as low as 3.8%. But the World Health Organization said, sustain 5%, you can open things back up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going all the way back to June. And we've been up and down in that range for more than a few weeks. And so the problem is that the wrong numbers are being used. It's the same thing, and it doesn't get any better. And I've added data. I've asked I noticed Henrico County, when they were looking at going back to school, they were looking at a lot of the composite data that I have asked the Department of Health to publish on their website so that people can look at that. They were looking at composite data from August.
Yeah,
and making decisions, at least that's what they published. I don't know what they were actually using, but there must be data discipline in this. If we are going to hinge our economy on what the data says, we damn well better be looking at the right data. And
if
the
experts are... I'm glad you're advocating for that, because it seems like you're one of the few that has the credibility as a physician to talk about it and the honesty to call it out for what it is. And I appreciate you coming on and kind of illuminating that, you know, every Monday. Siobhan Donovan, our state senator from Henrico, Republican, I should mention, and also a physician in Henrico. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!